Trek 9, All Men Are Born Free and Equal, pages 22 through 27. Black Voices, All Men Are Born Free and Equal, The Constitution of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, 1780. The 18th century was a period of precedent-making petitions. Petitions representing black voices demanded freedom and recognition in a world that restricted those things. Enslaved people sued for freedom through the courts as early as 1701. Petitions, however, moved the question of black freedom into the local legislature. These 18th-century petitions, presented almost 100 years before the ratification of the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery nationally, provided the foundation for 19th-century abolitionist arguments, fighting for personhood, the people of this province. Actuated by the principles of equity and justice, in four separate petitions throughout 1773 and 1774, enslaved man Felix Holbrook, along with many other enslaved signees, condemned the system of slavery and sought reasonable alternatives for labor. Holbrook not only petitioned for himself but also on behalf of all those enslaved. His progress was halted by the coming events of the American Revolution but set the stage for Elizabeth Freeman's and Quack Walker's lawsuits for emancipation in 1781, and Prince Hall's revolutionary 1787 and 1788 petitions for education and rights on behalf of the formerly enslaved people. In 1783, the Massachusetts Supreme Court, by unanimous opinion, stated that slavery was incompatible with the state's constitution. Though the 1790 census in Massachusetts indicates there were no slaves in the state, certain loopholes allowed slavery to continue until the early 19th century. Empty Loyalist estates. As the Boston area fell into armed conflict, colonists siding with the Crown fled their homes. The Continental Congress and colonial legislatures passed the Confiscation Acts, which gave the colonial government the right to seize abandoned Loyalist properties. Under these acts, the legal status of enslaved people remained uncertain. Those who stayed on the estates where they had been enslaved sought housing and a means to survive. Few other options existed, fighting for livelihood, the earlier part and vigor of their lives. In the service of their several masters, Anthony Vessel and his wife, referred to as both Kobe and Cuba in various documents, were enslaved by two different Loyalist families. These families both fled from their homes in Cambridge to Boston before the battles of Lexington and Concord in 1774. Left behind, Anthony and Kobe petitioned Massachusetts for a parcel of land from the now-confiscated Loyalist estates. Anthony and Kobe's petition set a precedent requesting land reparations, which would inspire later reparations. Fighting for a pension, she prays that such allowance may be made her, written in poetic prose, and perhaps with the aid of a sympathetic anti-slavery writer, Belinda Royal. Belinda Sutton, in future petitions, an enslaved woman owned by the royal family, recounts her capture and transport to Massachusetts. She paints a vivid picture of her years of servitude, calling for payments out of the Loyalist Isaac Royal Jr.'s vacated estate. Royal was a member of the Provincial Council from 1752 through 1774, which met in this very room. Belinda Sutton was successful, but would have to subsequently petition another five times to reinforce her claim. Bests, Freeman, Holbrook, and Joy. Felix Holbrook was joined by Peter Bests, Sambo Freeman, and Chester Joy in this April 1773 petition proposing the abolition of slavery. The men evoked a revolutionary sentiment held by those around them, the divine spirit of freedom, in their bid for emancipation. Recognizing that emancipation would mean the loss of property wealth for their owners, they even offered to accept limited freedoms wherein slaves could earn a livelihood independent of their enslavers. Their petition was not successful. The petitioners' abolitionism preceded and amplified a fundamental principle expressed in the Declaration of Independence, "All men are created equal." H90A52PB, petition of Peter Bests, Sambo Freeman, Felix Holbrook, Chester Joy, April 28, 1773. Boston Public Library. Boston, Massachusetts. Facsimile, Bests et al. Petition, excerpt. We acknowledge our obligations to you for what you have already done, but as the people of this province seem to be actuated by the principles of equity and justice, we cannot but expect your house will. Give us that ample relief which, as men, we have a natural right to. A Legacy of Anti-Slavery Movements, a newspaper engraving of an anti-slavery meeting led by Wendell Phillips that took place on the Boston Common in 1851. Petitions like that of Felix Holbrook and others not only pushed forward critical 18th century anti-slavery legislation in Massachusetts, but also laid the foundation for anti-slavery arguments that were used in later abolition movements. 1983.0003.011.094 Ink on Paper, circa 1851, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Bests, Freeman, Holbrook, and Joy, A Family Finds Triumph. Anthony and Kobe's petition to the government of Massachusetts chronicles their time and labor with the loyalist families that enslaved them. The couple petitioned for land, contingent on an agreeable rent to be paid to the government. They were not successful, but a year later they successfully petitioned for a pension. Massachusetts Archives Collection, 186, 313-314, Petition of Anthony and Cuba Vessel, September 28, 1780. SC1/Series45X Massachusetts Archives. Boston, Massachusetts. Facsimile, Vessel Petition, Excerpt. The earlier part and vigor of their lives is spent in the service of their several masters, and the misfortunes of war have deprived them. They might, however, promise themselves a tolerable subsistence by their industry and attention, if this honorable court would grant them a freehold promise. Before it was General Washington's headquarters, now named for its association with the poet, the Longfellow House in Cambridge became General George Washington's New England headquarters during the Siege of Boston in 1774. Previous to this, the house was owned by the Vessels, where Anthony was enslaved. X0572, print, date unknown, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, a persistent petitioner. Belinda Sutton was an African-born woman, believed to be Guinean. This petition, as well as her subsequent petitions for back pay, were precedent-forming, serving as the foundation for successful reparations for others. Massachusetts Archives Collection, 239, 11-14, Petition of Belinda Royal, February 19, 1783, Massachusetts Archives. Boston, Massachusetts. Facsimile, Royal Petition, Excerpt. She was ravished from the bosom of her country, from the arms of her friends. She prays that such allowance may be made her out of the estate of Colonel Royal, as will prevent her, and her more infirm daughter, from misery in the greatest extreme. Royal coat of arms, above center doors. Reproduction carved by Andrew Driselli in 1946. Uniting English lion and Scottish unicorn, the royal coat of arms was the symbol of the British crown. It hung in the council chamber until 1776. The original is on display at Trinity Church, St. John, New Brunswick, Canada.